The big lie of unworthiness.
At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. Titus 3:3.
I feel like this is how I had been living for the most part of my life. Although I had been saved to go to heaven, I was not saved here on earth. I lived deceived, enslaved by my own self-nature, harboring malice and envy in my heart towards all those who seemed so worthy compared to me, being hated by others who thought I was better than they were, and hating those that were better than me. I felt like I was living in the big lie of unworthiness. Later, I found out that most other folks were living in the big lie of unworthiness as well. I was not the only one.
How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Matthew 23:37.
Then the Father of compassion had compassion on me and showed me that I did not have to live the rest of my earthly life in the big lie of unworthiness, because he sent me the Spirit of Truth.
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke 11:13.
My Father showed me that I just had to be willing. I just had to ask, and he would send his gift, the Holy Spirit, to get rid of the big lie of unworthiness. I had to be willing every day, every hour, every moment, to let go of my unworthiness and receive his worthiness for me. I bless you today to be willing to allow God's gift, the Holy Spirit, to navigate you away from the deception that so readily enslaves and destroys. Synergize with him as he leads you away from your own understanding into his perception. Acknowledge that you've been led astray to believe that big lie of unworthiness, and acknowledge that you need a Savior for that too. I bless you.